This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Are you allowing discouragement to get the best of you? Do you have a friend that provides support and accountability when you're feeling down? Are you taking steps that will lead you out of discouragement? We've seen in studying 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 17, through chapter 3, verse 13, that Paul took deliberate, bold steps to break out of his discouragement. His fellow workers, Silas and Timothy, helped him. A report from the believers in Thessalonica also encouraged him. We've seen in this study there's power in intimate, informed, and inspiring relationships. Do you have such relationships? If you think you don't need them, just wait. Paul warned in 1 Corinthians 10:12, "If you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall." Solomon was right when he said in Proverbs 16:18, "Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall." Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 through 12 says, "Two are better than one, because they have a good return for their work. If one falls down, his friend can help him up. But pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken." So let me ask you again, do you have any intimate, informed, and inspiring relationships to encourage you along the way? Do a reality check.